Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
All right, we have a huge show today. You guys, Meghan Trainor's in the house. Savannah Chrisley's going to be live in studio with us. And first, we're going to also talk about Selena Gomez. She is getting very personal with Jennifer Aniston and revealing the moment that her life changed. I am Carissa, this is Justin and Melanie, and it is time for Daily Pop.
Yeah.
All right, actress, entrepreneur, America's sweetheart, Jennifer Aniston can now also add talk show host to her resume. She's taking Ellen's job for a ride today, and Selena Gomez is one of her guests. Selena talks about getting personal on her new album. Watch.
When I was younger, I felt like it was a weakness to be vulnerable and to share my heart with people. Mm-mm. And I realized that everybody else seemed to be narrating my life for me.
Yes.
So why don't I put something out that is my side of the story? It's not hateful or anything. It's simply a beautiful moment to let go of. And yeah. I was really, really proud of it.
She looks stunning.
She does. She's gorgeous.
Vulnerability is becoming more and more common in Hollywood these days. Some artists have it right off the bat. They're vulnerable from when they started writing music, and then other artists get it over time. But in our own personal lives, I would say I'm more like Selena. I think when I was younger, I thought being vulnerable was also like a weakness. And maybe it's because in high school, you get taken advantage of a lot, and boys are boys, and maybe weren't treating you the best. And so you always were like, I don't care. Nothing gets to me. And girls are gossipy. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen, and maybe it's where it starts there, where you're like, I have thick skin. I can take it. I don't care. And then you get to a point eventually where you're comfortable enough with yourself to say, you know what? Actually, sometimes this stuff really hurts deeper than I led you all to believe.
Yeah. I think I became more vulnerable when I realized that people on reality TV were getting $100,000 an episode to be vulnerable, and the bag was strong. But no, in all honesty, it was when Brooke Shields came out with Down Came the Rain in 2006, and she finally talked about postpartum depression. And for me, it was that first time seeing that Hollywood celebrity who, in my mind, had everything and had everything worked out for her, and to hear her struggle and not realize that 1 in 9 women who give birth go through the same thing, to see people champion her and raise her up and applaud her, it was like, wow, you can be vulnerable and help other people. And now we have a face and a name to this terrible disease, and we don't have to call it baby blues anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, syndrome. We don't have to call it baby blues anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know people in our lives who are too afraid to be vulnerable, or who are too afraid to say, this scares me, or this makes me feel uncomfortable, and what can happen if you are not able to speak your mind, right? Mm-hmm. So it's actually like, I think we are learning. I do think celebrities help us in the sense that when they open up, it shows us that actually it's okay to talk about this thing that you think is a weakness, whatever it might be. And, you know, I think it's great. When I hear her say that, I think she is helping so many young girls who have gone through bad things, and young boys too, but understand that breakups are hard, for example, that the health issues that she's gone through, like how difficult that's been on her, all of that stuff, like it's really useful for helping other people.
I think you're exactly right. There are certain people, no matter what age, they could be in their 50s right now, and they still will never let you know that something has hurt
them.
But that's a generation.
You can see that they're hurting, like whether they say it or not.
What do you think, like, if that's one of your loved ones, or that's your spouse, or that's your, you know, mom, how do you try to get them to be more vulnerable?
By being vulnerable to them and showing them that it's okay. I do think, like, that can help. Because I think telling people that they're doing something wrong, or, by the way, I see this, the thing that you're trying to hide constantly, I see it, actually puts more shame onto them, right? Mm. It makes them feel like they're doing something wrong. Whereas actually, if you lead by example and say, like, this is how I feel and this is how, like, it can help.
Yeah, but sometimes, a lot of times you can't break the cycle. And I think it's a generational thing. I think we're seeing all these young celebrities being able to open up. But, you know, in the Black community and in my household, we kind of swept everything under the rug and we never really dealt with things. So you almost have to be very aware that that's where you come from, but that's not where you have to go.
Yeah.
So you start to break the cycle in your friendships and in your relationships and in your own families so that you don't have to repeat that. Because I think sometimes when people are in their 50s or they are in their 60s, and that's all they know, you can't get them to break out of
it
their
mold. It is hard, and sometimes when you do try to push, because I've tried to push before, and then they kind of come back at me like, you're making this too emotional.
Totally.
Like, you're making this too emotional, it's not that big of a deal, stop, like, over-dramatizing this. And I'm like, okay, I'm not trying to, I just really think that there's more going on than what you're actually leading me to believe.
Yeah, but you're not speaking their language
right, and
expressing themselves. It's like sitting and trying to talk to somebody that speaks Chinese and trying to speak to them in English. It's like, no, you're frustrating me because you don't understand me and I can't understand you.
You need a therapist's opinion. Tweet us some therapist.
Yeah,
that's what you do. Yeah. All right, well, Taylor Swift is also getting very personal as well in her new Netflix documentary, Miss Americana, which is out January 31st. She opens up about her struggles with weight. She says there was a time when she'd see comments online or tabloid covers asking if she was pregnant due to an unflattering photo, and that would trigger her to not eat. But now she's a lot happier with who she is, and the comments don't set her off, and she doesn't really look at pictures of herself very often anymore, she says. How much do trolls get to you?
I like a troll. I like a troll who is creative with their trolling. I don't mind if you come with something original, but if you're coming with the same bland things and you're trolling 20 of the 21 people that you're following, it doesn't affect me because I can see that you're hiding behind a screen.
Yeah.
I will say for Taylor Swift, I know I've always given this woman kind of a hard time and I've held her hand to a fire. I've been waiting for her to get to this moment in her life and in her career where she can be open and honest, and I have so much respect for her at this moment that she is going to talk about something like this, because being a celebrity and having that platform, your goal in life should be to change lives and save lives. Mm-hmm. And I think what she is doing, being open about that struggle and showing people what she went through, is going to do exactly that.
Okay.
And this is what I've been waiting for.
Here's the thing. Taylor Swift, in my mind, has always been open. Mm-hmm. She's actually got trolled for being vulnerable and being open, I think the fact that she's, like, written songs about ex-boyfriends and written songs about her feelings, people have used that as a way to attack her. Which I think is fascinating, right?
Yeah.
Because we do want celebrities to be more open and more vulnerable, but actually sometimes when they are, we use it...
It backfires.
Against them.
But being vulnerable about, I broke up and I'm heartbroken and this and that, that's a little bit different than sitting down and saying, this is what I went through, this is how I've been. And I don't think that it's like, oh, you get an A for being this open or a D for being this open. I just feel like at some point in an artist's career, they say, you know what, screw it, here's my story, this is what I've been going through. If you would have written a song about the eating disorder or written a song about that mild depression, I would have been like, wow, this is real.
Well, Demi Lovato does that. You know, Demi Lovato's opened up about her struggles. But I also think it takes time to get to a point where you can do that.
I agree.
And let's say she started this, I think the first thing she said, or one of the things she said was about the tabloid cover started when she was 18 years old. She's, I think, 28, 29 now, something along those lines. And so it's taken her a while. She talks about her 1989 tour being extremely skinny, her Reputation tour. She was still very skinny, but she was not, she was in a much healthier place and a healthier state of mind. And I think it takes the right avenue, it takes the right time, or maybe the right way. She is also someone who is calculated in the sense that she's going to tell you her truth, but in the way she wants to. So if it didn't work in a song for her, then this is the most proper way for her to go about it. She's not just one that's going to be like, you know what, I feel like sharing on Instagram today. I'm going to give you guys this heart, this big heartfelt thing about what I went through from 18 to 25 or however long it was. I think she likes to tell you guys in the most artistic way possible, because that's just what her natural way is. Okay, moving on to Amy Schumer. So Amy Schumer's ex, Kyle Dunnigan, stopped by the Howard Stern show where he revealed that he's been living with Amy and her husband and their baby for the past month and a half. He's currently a writer on Amy's show Inside Amy Schumer and said that they mainly work out of her apartment. He jokes that he got comfortable pretty fast, and that when they're done writing in 3 weeks, he's probably not gonna leave.
Oh my gosh.
I would never let an ex live with me. No, sorry.
So I would. I've actually had an ex ask to move in with me before, but I just know that my boyfriend.
Oh! Wouldn't. We're using the B word?
Oh, it's official.
Wouldn't like it. Like, I would be fine with it because I know that there aren't. No feelings there, but I know that for my boyfriend, it would feel.
Is this the same boyfriend who answered the door when our producer had to knock on your door to make sure that you were coming to work today? was that the same boyfriend?
Guys, I was called in rather late notice this morning. yes, that is the same person that answered my front door this morning, but he wouldn't like it if my ex moved
in. Of course
in.
Not. I mean,
we're actually having dinner with my ex tonight.
What? Why?
Because Melanie likes
really
a commune.
Close.
Melanie likes she's like a Charlie Sheen. She likes an angel situation at her house.
Because my ex is like my brother at this point.
How serious was this ex?
Pretty serious, but it was years ago.
If he's seen you're ugly, he is nowhere allowed in my house.
Right? I'm not anti-friends with ex. I'm friendly with my ex-boyfriends, and I have no problem with them, and I'm happy for them, wish them all the best. If we run into each other at a bar, at a party, at a wedding, no big deal, no drama there. But will I invite him over to, come to L.A. and visit and stay with us for a week? No, don't think that's going to happen.
Exes are like the vampires from True Blood. You cannot come in this house.
No, it
is not happening. Because, by the way, if it was the opposite way around, you would not want your boyfriend's ex to be living in your house.
No. Well, no, probably not. But I'd be fine having dinner with them. Here's the thing about
having a dinner with them and sharing a bathroom with them and seeing them walk around your house in a towel at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like,
but I have no feelings for... And also, so I have a ton of male friends. My boyfriend has a ton of female friends. That's actually one of the things that I fell in love with him for, was the fact that he understands women and loves women, and not in a sexual way. Like, he really appreciates women and loves their company. Mm-hmm. And I think that he sees the same with me and my male friends.
For sure. But if your man said, hey, my ex-girlfriend of 2 years is coming over
to
America, she needs a place to crash, you're okay with that woman?
I would be okay with that. Not living with me, but...
No, living with you.
Stay, of course.
This is like a couple months. He's been there for a while. And
yeah, it's weird.
You need to go. I'm sorry, but you need to go. All right, guys, coming up, we can't wait for the Grammy red carpet this weekend. Our fashion predictions are next. Stay with us.
But if you can swing a hammer, you can stay for 3 weeks and fix my patio.
Fix some s***.
You gotta go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The stars hold nothing back on the red carpet at the Grammy Awards year after year, and this one we know is going to be no exception. So we're going to take a walk down memory lane with some of the nominees presented by AT&T. First up, we have Taylor Swift. We have not seen her on this particular carpet since 2016. Her first time was that one on the far right. That's 2008. What do you think she will wear this year?
You know what? The one thing I can count on with this woman is color. She yes. always brings a bold color, and she's also been doing very wild patterns lately. So I think you're gonna see something that's maybe two-piece with a wild pattern and a wild color.
I think sequins or sparkle in some way. I just love...
You just hope.
I just love her fashion. She, you know, the Grammys is always a little bit out there and a bit wild, but it's also like the demure, like sophisticated version of that, if that makes any sense. It's obviously the Oscars of the music world. So just, I think she'll wear something sparkly, but red carpet, like glam.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a red carpet glam moment, but I think her hair is gonna be tousled like it's been lately, and she's definitely gonna always have that pop of lip.
I love the red and pink in this.
I know, the red and the pink is my favorite look.
Me too.
Of all those. Okay, Ariana Grande has been absent from the Grammys for 3 years too. Her past four carpets were they're all very different from each other. So what fashion energy is she going to bring on Sunday?
I can tell you, I know what she's gonna bring. It's gonna be a pony.
I know.
It's gonna be a pony and a thigh high boot.
Please switch it up, don't do a pony.
I'm kind of liking the pony. At this point, it's like Sofia Vergara. I fought with her for years by wearing the same silhouette dress. And when she changed it up, I was like, wait, I don't know. I don't know if I want to change. Keep the pony. It's your thing, girl. Just give me like a power pants suit and let me live.
If she does the pony,
suit,
then add
right.
like a fun color to your hair. You know, do like a bleach blonde or purple. I don't know. Some sort of fun color to switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, I expect something short to show off her legs, because I think she likes to show off her legs.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce typically doesn't pose on the Grammy carpet anymore, but we'll be sure to find her inside. What kind of style will she be rocking?
She's been doing a lot of gold lately, just letting us know what she wants in life, and that's a Grammy or an Oscar. So I think we're gonna see her in that gold lame moment. She feels beautiful in it. It always brings out her skin, and Beyonce loves cohesion.
I'm thinking a pantsuit situation. I'm predicting a pantsuit situation for this Grammys for her.
I love Beyonce. Anything she wears, I absolutely love. I want a dress, like a really lovely clinched waist dress.
She's snatched right now, too,
I
y'all.
Just really, she's show-stopping every single time.
Lizzo's, this is her very first Grammy. Oh. We love her unique looks on the carpet. I honestly can't predict what Lizzo's ever gonna wear.
No.
Like it's always something so outside the box. So that's what I expect. Something that I've never seen before that I'll see and I'll say, oh my God, that is so Lizzo.
I want her to wear me. I want her to wear me because I want to go everywhere with this woman. You're right. Her style is unpredictable. We never know what we're going to get. I feel like for her, because this is her first Grammys, I feel like she's going to go more glam, more red carpet, more demure,
absolutely.
Just to throw you off.
But there'll be some sort of weird funk that makes it Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. She'll like cut her ass out of it. It'll be something fun.
This is the biggest, right, for the music industry. So it's the time when she can wear her most outrageous outfit.
Yeah.
All the time that she's been like, I can't wear that, but I'll wear this. This is when you wear that.
You wear it. Okay. We're going to read some of your guys' thoughts on our story so far. Danielle understands why Taylor waited to open up. She says, sometimes it takes years to fully understand something before
so
you can actually talk about it. I went through that with my Asperger's syndrome.
Aww.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. On Amy Schumer, Dollface says, Amy Schumer's ex living with her is too weird. She's not a single girl living in her apartment who could maybe use a roomie. She has a husband and a baby.
Right?
And a big apartment. So actually, maybe somebody staying is easier.
I mean, I guess. But he does say that he and her husband are good friends. Bro out and play Nintendo or something.
They play chess, darling.
They chess, that's what it was.
Would you ever let Daryl's ex move into your house?
Be real.
No! Ever!
Never! Meghan Trainor is here! Let's talk about her next song, her new album, her marriage, and so much more. Don't let that girl in there.
You don't want to blink or else you'll miss this wave. Her new album is sure to brighten your day. Please welcome music icon, Meghan Trainor, everybody!
Yay!
Hold on. People at the gym, I heard your album.
Thank you.
Must have thought I was going through something or watching some movie, because at one point I'm like dancing to funk. The next minute I'm crying through ashes. This album is out of control.
Thank
How would you describe this baby?
Wow, emotionally all over the place. And like, a bop, I don't know. There's a lot of dance songs. I love dancing. My dad says there's too many slow songs. It's a great time. It's a nice hour or something.
It's good.
It's like, it's a great album for the gym.
It's an hour and 18, honey.
What is your process when you go into album mode?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't know. It just was 3 years of writing and writing and writing until I got songs like Wave and Funk. And then I was like, oh, every song has to be at this level or it can't make it on this album.
Oh, man. Yeah.
How do you make those decisions? Do you just feel it? Is it a gut feeling or do you have to ask a bunch of people?
No, it's opinion. I play it for Uber drivers, people at the salon. I play it for strangers and I study their face.
Wow.
And also there's a lot of opinions. There's like my whole label, my management team, my family. They're very loud and I love them for that. And they're like, this has to go and this needs to stay.
So tell me, show me a winning face. What face do you see that you're like...
When Daryl hears the song.
That's good.
Well, yeah, there's some people on my team that I'll put headphones on and they're very, like, and I'm like, oh my God, they hate it. then other people are like, oh! Like, you know when they can't hear themselves and they're just screaming? That's when I'm like, it's a smash. This is it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That was me during Genetics.
Yes.
Your song with the Pussycat Dolls. Are you going full PCD for this video?
Girl, if there's a video for it, I would love that. But I don't know. I don't think we'll have a budget for that. But I don't know. I always want to collab with every single person in the world. But like me dancing next to Pussycat Dolls.
That's epic.
Like, that's so
is
epic.
It? Is it gonna work?
It's like, gonna work.
I'm like, how do we figure this out? Should we put me like over here and they're over there? Like
100%.
Okay, will you be next
to
me?
Front and center.
Oh, I will be the seventh PCD in that one.
I'm in the front of them. Like, I don't know how it's gonna work, but we're thinking about performing it in London, maybe someday. So.
That'd be amazing. Because they now have this
need
big
rehearsal.
Comeback.
Yeah, they're amazing. I grew up listening to their music and. So this was a bizarre full circle for me.
I love it. And you're about to go on tour with Maroon 5?
Yeah, I love
That's
Maroon
huge.
5.
Dudes
I'm
could
so
be
excited.
Nasty on tour, though.
Oh, could they? Yeah, but, like, you don't even have to see each other. We're in different buses.
Yeah.
We go on at different times. When I'm in my meet and greet, they'll be in a meet and greet. I want to see them and hang out with them and write a ton of songs. But, like, honestly, I doubt I'll see them at all. Like, truthfully, I don't know.
How did this come about? Because it seems so unlikely but so perfect. Mm-hmm.
I know. I never thought I would, like, even open for anyone. But I've been gone for so long, and my management also manages them. And they were like, hey, this is a thing. Would you ever be interested in this? And I was like, yes. Like, we love Maroon 5. Of course I would.
We're in.
Yeah, we're in. It's happening. So it's real.
It's so crazy, like, the transformation that you have, like, come through. I feel like you're such yourself, and you're so confident. And one of the songs on your album, you talk about not being the stereotypical beauty growing up. When did you feel like you got to the place where you knew who you were as a woman?
Oh, yesterday? I don't know. I'm like working on it every day. But definitely nowadays, I always say like time and confidence makes you feel better about your looks and feel, I mean, it's a thing I'm working on every day. I literally wrote a song called Working On It on the album. Cause it, like, when you know when you get a compliment and you're like, ugh.
You know? Can't even take it.
You can't. And like, I want that to change for me and for everybody. Like, while I have this platform, at least I can help myself and help others for now, you know? So.
Who in your life reminds you you're beautiful and you need to stop it?
I mean, I'm blessed. I'm spoiled by my husband. He's so cute. He looks crazy right now.
He looks so crazy right now.
He looks so crazy right now.
He looks like Chevy Chase going on vacation with
like. He can wear whatever he wants.
Like a bunch of adopted black kids.
I was like, what is this style you have? And he's like, it's called free. Like, I was like, for sure is.
All right, treat myself. When is it out?
January 31st, finally. Woo! It's like a week away.
You guys have got to get this album. The bops are amazing. The slow songs are phenomenal. We are getting this album. But up next, Savannah Chrisley's here to talk fashion, wedding plans, and weigh in on some hot topics, everybody.
Speaking of beautiful, that cover photo.
Oh my gosh. We reshot that like 4 times. I'm telling you, we've been working on this very hard.
Will you take a compliment?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Everyone, please welcome Savannah Chrisley to the show. We're going to talk about your fashion line, of course,
yes.
But you're here. I got to know about the wedding. So how's the planning going? Are you stressed out?
Have you
made
dad killed yourself? Have you killed each other yet?
I had to tell Dad. I was like, hey, this is going to happen on my time, not your time. And we got to take it slow. So that's exactly what we're doing. We're in such an awesome place. And at the end of the day, it's just like on our time.
Yeah, that's my
time.
Time.
So much your dad is your time. Chrisley, so how did he take that?
He did not take it very well because he wants it done when he wants it done. But I was like, you know, a wedding isn't just for Instagram photos. No. It's not like a photo op, which I feel like a lot of people in my generation are like, oh, I want to have this huge extravagant thing.
What?
For literally photos.
Yeah, you're right.
And I'm like, there's so much more to it. And Nick and I realized, we were like, all right, we need to take some steps back and we need to like have hard conversations. And because of those conversations, it's allowed us to grow and learn. And so we don't have to do that after a wedding.
So when you're thinking about your wedding, are you thinking small?
Oh, no.
In that way?
No.
Oh,
no.
Still
no, it's still going to be big.
It's still big. Yeah. She'll still have three dresses. She'll still have the 100% most amazing flowers that you've ever seen.
Yes. So, no, I am super excited whenever I think about it. But at the same time, we're like, hey, he's focusing on his career. I'm focusing on mine. Right. There's so much we want to do. So we have to be happy with ourselves in order to have like a successful relationship.
Amazing. Now, season 8 of Chrisley Knows Best is coming back. Will we see the wedding on the show or no?
No, not yet.
Is it already done yet?
No, we're just like, I feel like when I decide that like it's my time, it's gonna happen quick.
Right.
That's just like, all right, hey, I decide I wanna get married next month, I may just do it, you know? So we'll see.
What about a wedding dress?
Oh, I have it picked out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got it picked out.
I saw a picture of you.
What tidbit can you tell us? Anything?
It's huge.
And white.
Yeah. It's huge and white. Yes.
Whether you put it on Instagram or on the show, I don't mind, but I just have to see a picture when
you
do.
I know. It will be, I will say, it'll have its moment.
Okay.
That's for sure. I will make sure it has its moment. I mean, it's going to be a huge celebration, so.
Oh, tell us what you're doing with Rampage, because this is a huge deal as well.
Yes, so it's been so fun. I'm their creative director, so we're just kind of revamping the line, and it's been going great. It's so fun to see people's reactions to it and how accepting they are, and everyone's kind of just on this journey with me, which is fun. So people have watched me grow up on TV. Now I'm kind of doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. I've got my cosmetics launching this year, which will be really exciting. So
you love makeup as well,
yes,
too.
Yes,
so
I do.
Good
You're
at
so
it.
Good at it.
Yeah.
She's so good.
Thank you.
How would you describe this line? Because I feel like we have seen you on TV for so long,
yes,
and we have seen your style evolution. Where are you now with your style, and how did you incorporate it in this line?
Well, you know, I kind of went through that little phase of being a little trashy, I feel like.
I liked it.
I had some moments of like showing my body, and I just realized.
That's good, darling. I go through that all the time.
I realized that it wasn't me. You know, after the grand scheme of things, like I felt like I was following other people and I wasn't being true to myself.
Right.
And with Rampage, it's been great because I'm showing that you can dress cute and flirty, but covered.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the biggest thing. And that's what I've had a lot of parents say to me, just like, thank you so much for creating something that I feel comfortable in letting my daughter go to school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
What's
because
your you favorite piece from the line?
Oh, gosh. So there are these skinny
Snake
jeans.
Skin?
Oh, yes. I love this the skinny jeans that come in snakeskin and they come in a gray wash. And they are so comfortable. They're so stretchy. And the snakeskin bodysuit is like my go-to. It's easy, it's flirty, it's a great night out, so.
Nothing is better than a good pair of jeans.
No, oh, yes.
Like
no,
nothing.
Nothing. And whenever you do find a good one, you buy them in every color.
You buy them in every color.
Yes, 100%.
Rampage X Savannah Chrisley Apparel Collection is currently available at Belk and Nordstrom. Make sure you guys go check it out. But while we have you here, yes, and you have such good opinions, we want your opinion on this next story,
oh,
okay?
Yes.
So comedian Kumail Nanjiani's new body is no joke. He's been killing it at the gym. He's been eating right. Until now, he actually broke his diet for the very first time in a year on Jimmy Kimmel Watch.
He's a boy, honey. He's a boy.
Are you
not
joking?
Decorative. Guillermo got it's your pizza,
no,
too.
No.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Are you really serious?
Yes, yes. Feel free to enjoy.
I'm literally going to cry right now.
No,
I'm not joking. I'm shaking. There's a... Hey, pizza's really good.
Yeah.
Wait, what would you do if your brother did this to you the week before your wedding?
I mean, I would probably eat it.
Not gonna lie, I mean, I do know that feeling though, because like I've partnered with South Beach Diet and I've like tried to stay on the straight and narrow, but sometimes I just have those days where I'm like, okay, I want to eat a whole pizza by myself.
Or yeah.
I want to, you know, it's all about balance.
Could you literally be on a diet and be good, solid for a year?
No.
No.
I never.
I find it hard a week. It's hard for me.
I know. I reach a week and I'm like, I'm so proud of myself. And now I can have like something nice.
Yes.
And what is your favorite cheat meal?
Oh, spaghetti and pizza. Oh, give me both and I am happy.
Mama spaghetti or restaurant spaghetti?
Oh, Pasteo's my favorite. Just have to say.
Sorry, Mama. Savannah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love having you here. All right, guys, coming up, breakups and cheating scandals and so much Hollywood drama after the break. We'll be right back.
It's when they make that truffle pasta in the bowl of cheese.
Oh, so good. Lena Waithe and her new wife just announced their split. Lena and Alana Mayo were secretly married back in August. They only shared the news with the public 2 months ago. Lena and Alana issued a joint statement writing, "After careful thought and consideration, we have decided to part ways. We have nothing but support for one another and ask that you respect our privacy during this time."
Mm.
They were only married less than 6 months, so sad. What do you think happened?
You know, I don't want to like to speculate about what happened, but I think sometimes people don't realize how hard it is to go through the conception of a film, the filming of a film, you know, the editing of a film, and then promoting the film and seeing people's reactions. It could take a really rough toll on a relationship. And, you know, it's like going through a renovation. It's really tough. People sometimes don't make it out of those things. And I think a lot of times you see the other side of something and you really have to think to yourself, like, can I honestly put the time into this and be okay with this? It's a lot.
Yeah, maybe. For me, when you're married for such a short period of time, I feel as though there were problems before.
I agree.
And
marriage was somehow like trying to fix it.
Well, either that or you just thought you were past them. You thought, we're in a better place. We're getting married now. This kind of shenanigans will never happen again. We won't be fighting about this particular subject, whatever the problem might have been or be. And then it blows up, you know? Sometimes you get in a big fight and that first 6 months can be really stressful. The first year of a marriage can be very stressful. And you kind of get to this attitude, you know, where you're like, did I make a mistake? Oh my God, then I'm getting out of this now before I'm 6 years in and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
and you almost feel like it's easier to quit within that first year than it is when you're 6 years in.
Well, expectations change, right, when you get married. And even though you might say that you're not going to be a part of that, they do in your head. It just, something clicks. I just feel really sad. They obviously... they've tried, but it didn't work. And like, I hope that they're both happier now in their new places.
That's why I'm not getting married until after I have my kids and after I do all the big things in life, because let's celebrate that we've been together for 15, 20 years. We've beat cancer. We've raised 3 kids. We've been through 2 renovations. That's when I want to celebrate. That's when I want to pay for y'all to come and eat some ribeye at my wedding.
I'm going to be like, what, 60 years old?
That's okay. You can still turn up. You can still turn up
at my 60. I want to go through marriage counseling before
before I get married. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Melanie, I'm just like, that, yeah. Your boyfriend just moved here. Don't scare him with
But like, I just like, that's what I would want to do.
Yeah.
Because I do agree with you. Like, all of those issues that you think have gone away, they are going to come up again.
Then why get married if you have those issues in the
because
first place?
Because every couple has issues. I don't care how rock solid you are. There's something you fight about.
There's
something.
Some
or even some sort of like.
Unspoken resentment. There's something that always is.
Yeah, there always is. And it's best to be prepped, you know, kind of like Savannah was just saying.
Yeah.
Like, ask those hard questions, really go through those tough conversations before you get married. It does help, I think. Hollywood has another relationship scandal. This one involves Jesse Metcalf and Kara Santana. This one's really sad. They broke up after 13 years together, and it happened right after photos surfaced of Jesse getting pretty cozy, unfortunately, with two other women. Kara and Jesse were engaged, and according to People, she was wearing her ring just 2 days ago. Their source says Kara had no idea things weren't fine until she saw the pictures.
First of all, I don't want to speculate that it was in the same day, but I'm going to speculate that it was in the same day because he had on the same shirt for both pictures. I will say sometimes cheating happens, and I feel like, I'm going to take Tiger Woods, for instance. Had Tiger Woods and Elin gone through the cheating scandal and there was only, like, one woman and no one knew about it, I think because it was so public and with the amount of women that it was with, that really was like, I cannot get back with you.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. Not 17 ladies. But it was public. The photos are out there. There were two women in the same day. He could have easily, if it was only one photo, he could have easily explained it like, you caught me in the wrong position. I wasn't thinking. I was having a Justin Timberlake moment. But the fact that you had to do back-to-back Tinder dates?
Well, and the sources were saying they've had their ups and downs over the years. And they maybe were in a down at this moment, but she had no clue, reportedly, that it was this bad. And then she saw the pictures, and you're like, that's when you feel like, okay, well, that's just a stab to the heart, right? Like, because you're giving up. Clearly. I mean, you're moving on. You're going on with somebody else. You're not interested in trying to work this out with
me. I know, that's awful, right? When your ex, like, moves on quicker than you do. That's the worst.
They weren't exes.
But
they were still together.
Oh.
Just they were still living in the house.
There are pictures. It just makes it so much worse.
It does make it worse. You think the cheating's worse or the humiliation of pictures is worse?
The humiliation. Because, by the way, if you humiliated me like that, you would come home, I'd be cooking dinner, making that turkey just the way you like it, with 2 8x10s of each of those photos that I had to spend $250 to get the rights to blow these puts up and put them in this house.
Do you know, I would actually welcome the pictures. Here's why. Because, you know, when you've split up from somebody and you do not think very much about of them, and everybody else is like, oh, but he was so lovely. And you're like, no, actually, he was a bit of a, I'm not gonna say the word on television, behind the scenes. And you want people to know who that person really was.
Ooh.
These pictures have just got it out there.
True.
She now is like, now you understand why I'm single now.
But there's a difference between wanting your close friends to know, because you would just tell them, but then the whole world knowing.
Amen.
You know, like, it's one thing
but
to...
But that's good. It's like anybody else that dates him... And by the way, we're not quite sure what's going on in these pictures, right?
Could be innocent.
But it's just like, anyone else who wants to date him, this is what you're going to be dating.
Mm. Yeah.
Coming up, you guys, Lizzo, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, they're all facing off on Sunday. Who is going to take home the Grammy gold? Our predictions next. Lizzo, Lil Nas X, Billie Eilish, the Grammy's Best New Artist category is going to be a tough one.
Yes.
I don't know who's going to win. We're going to, though, try our best to predict who's going to take home the trophy this year, presented by MasterCard. So, here's all the nominees. Take a look. Who do you think's gonna come out on top?
For Best New Artist, I'm gonna have to get it. It's like so hard because the three, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, and even Rosalia, but I'm gonna have to give it to Lizzo because everyone had been singing those songs all year. People believe in her, they're rooting for her. I'm gonna go with Lizzo.
Okay.
Yeah, Lizzo or Billie Eilish?
I'm
so torn between those two.
I am too. I actually am going to go with Billie Eilish. I think she just has this artistic sound that is so fresh and unique and different. And celebrities love her. Artists love her. But I mean, they love Lizzo too. It could go to Lizzo as well. But people love Billie Eilish, yeah. And the Grammys likes artsy, and she is artsy.
Yeah, but you know what? We're forgetting one thing, is that Lil Nas X not only came out one of the hottest songs of the year, he kind of spanned between R&B, hip hop, rap, and country.
Right.
So those country votes could come in and put him ahead of Billie Eilish and Lizzo, who might split votes. So I'm like, really, I'm really thinking about it.
I know. I love how we're like, okay, here we are. We're going to predict who's going to win.
No, I really, because of Lil Nas X.
Well, it could be, or it could be. We don't know.
I'm going to go with Lil Nas X.
You're going Lil Nas X?
Yes.
Billie Eilish.
I'm going to go Billie Eilish as well.
Let's go.
But Lizzo.
She's going to win some other stuff.
All right. We're reading some more of your thoughts on today's topics on Beyonce's Grammy fashion. Melissa says, I don't think Beyonce is going to the Grammys. I don't think you will see her at any Grammys anymore.
Mm. I don't know. I think she might show up.
I hope she does. Lauren disagrees. She says, now you know Beyonce is coming in a Couture Ivy Park La May moment with a sneaker.
Lauren, why are you reading my mind right now?
No way.
Yes.
All right. We have music's biggest night covered this week and tomorrow. Watch E's 2-hour live Grammy special at 11 a.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, it's the Grammys on CBS, and we will have coverage all day on E starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right back with more Daily Pop after this. Stay with us.
Cannot wait.
We are back with actor, director, Justin Baldoni.
Yes.
Hey, everybody.
You are our inspiration for today's Feel Good Friday. First off, though, we have to say happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
Today is your birthday. We're so excited you came in. And Justin's lighting your candle now.
And we're not going to sing the song because we can't clear it because we're cheap. But we're going to make you make a wish and say what it is. What's your wish?
My wish is that the Los Angeles community can clean up the homelessness epidemic. And that's why I'm here.
Yeah. So, the Wayfarer Foundation, explain what that is.
Yeah, so the Wayfarer Foundation is my nonprofit. Basically, we are trying to change the way the Los Angeles community responds to the homelessness epidemic.
Yeah, which is getting bigger and bigger.
Which is unfortunately growing and growing and growing.
That is crazy.
Yeah. And you've got a very cool event, huge event coming up, going on tomorrow. It's called Skid Row Carnival of Love. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's crazy. This is our sixth year. It started as a dream, honestly, and thanks to thousands of people, it's turned into one of LA's largest volunteer events where about 2,000 volunteers will show up tomorrow, and we create a day where there is no other, there are no isms, we're all one. Mm-hmm. There's no rich or poor, people who have homes, people who don't. And essentially, we take over two city blocks of Skid Row, and you have 4,000 or 5,000 people experiencing homelessness paired with a volunteer for a day of friendship. And they walk through this carnival, which is essentially an experience where all of the services you could ever imagine are all in one place. So, because unfortunately, the system, you lose people.
And it makes it so difficult for them.
It makes it so hard when you don't have a home or an address to get all the services you need. So we bring them all to them.
Which is incredible. So I'm looking at the services. You've got haircuts that people can have. There are health services.
Medical services.
Eye exams if they want that.
Dental,
there are animal services for their pets. There is domestic violence services. So if they're
it's
going through that kind of thing.
Right?
There are career services, housing services, life services,
anything
yoga.
You can dream of. Even down
entertainment.
Even down to helping them build resumes and job opportunities.
Face painting for the kids. Like so many amazing things. I want to come down tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I would love to come in.
I have a spot for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It really is disheartening when you look at what the city has not done for these people. Have you seen pushback from city officials when you're trying to get, you know, their attention?
It's not so much what they haven't done. It's just that it's such an overwhelming problem. It takes time. And I try to focus on the positive versus, you know, what they haven't done and see what they are doing. The fact that they're now helping with this event is a huge statement. We can do a lot more. We're big housing first believers.
Yes.
And, you know, imagine trying to get your life together, showing up to a job or an interview, but you don't have a place to sleep or shower or live. It's so hard. Or dealing with addiction when you don't have a home.
Yeah.
So,
real quick, while we have you here, that we have to give you a little shout out because you're a director now. You've been directing. You have 5 Feet Apart. Most recently, you did Clouds. What can you tease us about the new movie?
Clouds is a beautiful story about Zach Sobiak, a young boy with terminal cancer who wrote a song called Clouds and went on to inspire millions of people. Oh. I made the documentary about him 6 years ago.
I love it.
And Hopefully, it'll be out sometime in 2020.
Yay! Oh well, happy birthday!
Thank you.
You guys make his day and find out more information and get tickets for the Skid Row Carnival of Love going to the wayfarerfoundation.org. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. This is amazing.
Thank you.
That is so crazy.
So you're going to come tomorrow?
I really want to come.
All right, yeah. I'm going to do this next year.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.